You guys disturbed me during the break. I was just diving into some Anthony Edwards trade request fodder.
of course you were.
You better be worried.
Hey,
why would I be worried?
Somebody's available as a coach.
Who's Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Why would I be worried?
Yeah, he got
about
fired.
That?
He might be the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach, and him and Anthony have a great relationship. You see now?
The guys is he coached. He had a good relationship with Luka. How'd that go for Luka?
Then Luka got traded.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was his
in the back.
That was his fault.
Sure,
I think it wasn't. Jason
look,
Kidd.
Look at
nobody
you.
Nobody knew. Jason Kidd walks into a room and he does a good job of being able to relate to his players, and they all appreciate that. Because I haven't heard one player like.
Well, the word on him was he didn't want to coach anymore. He wanted to move into a front office role, and Masai Ujiri said, "Hit the bricks."
Right.
That was the word on him. That he didn't. He was getting a little weary on coaching. So I don't know, but I was reading a. You know how this works. You know, it's something mentioned on a podcast, and so this guy Dan Wolfson. That's really his name, Dan Wolfson? Darren Wolfson. His name is Darren Wolfson, and he covers the Timberwolves? That's incredible.
It's just meant to be.
Well, Darren Wolfson, he is a news reporter for KSTP, and he was on a podcast called Flagrant Howls. That's a great podcast name. Props where props is due. I mean, it's no Porpoise Pod, but it's pretty good. And he said, it's about satisfying Ant. The fear is that at some point, does Ant, through his representation, Bill Duffy and others, signal a desire to be elsewhere? We're nowhere near that point, but the fear is there. And that's all I need, is fear. You smell that? It smells like fear. All I need is A-Rod and Pat Riley to go down to the Grove one day, you know, maybe meet at Armani and, you know, talk it over some espresso.
And what are you going to give A-Rod and his team?
Who doesn't want Kasparis Jakaciūnas?
Nobody.
They basically call Minnesota Little Lithuania.
Nobody.
They basically call
it. Nobody.
I think people
call nobody,
it. People
Tobin.
Call it that,
Tobin.
Brad.
No one
people
calls
call,
it.
I think there's a lot of Lithuanians in Minnesota.
No, there's more. We know what people are in Minnesota. Okay, we've seen what happened this past year with people in Minnesota.
I don't see
any Lithuanians in Minnesota.
I think they basically call it the Lithuania of America, Minnesota.
Ice ain't going to Minneapolis for Lithuanians, okay? Stop it. Stop with your dreams.
I will give you Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Why?
Jakaciūnas.
You notice he's giving all the foreign players.
Jaime's American.
Go ahead. Who's the next person?
I mean, could I pique their interest in a little Pelle Larsson? Basically, whatever they want. Whatever they want for him. I don't know if we have what they want, but whatever they want for him. We'll even take, you know what, we'll give him Ware, and we'll take the big baguette back.
You take Gobert?
Yeah, if it meant getting Ant. If it meant getting Ant.
I mean, how you know he want to play with Gobert?
I don't know. I don't know what he wants.
Right.
I just need something.
You know, there's a place he'll probably go to before coming here.
The only other place I can see him going is home, Atlanta.
Exactly.
I can see him
and
going
right
to Atlanta.
Now, if you look at Atlanta.
But you want to know what's close to Atlanta? Miami. It's like a train ride.
So why would he go? Wait a minute. Leroy, are you understanding this? I can go home, yeah. But I'm going to go to a state below my home.
I'm
going to go to the city below my
When home. He was at the All-Star game, did he or did he not tell Norman Powell, Miami, bleep looks like a vibe? He's had his eye down here, too. And then let's not forget that hobnobbing that he did after
not
the game.
Not because of the team.
Hey,
because of the nightlife.
Whatever.
Okay, you know how many.
Whatever.
You know how many ladies of the night or.
I don't have to ask questions as long
you know
as
you. What happens, Vlad? You know what happens? This all sounds great, and then Supermax shows his head.
Listen, we got Supermax everything down here.
He's a, well, damn, Minnesota ain't that bad.
All we need.
Ooh, I could, ooh, that Supermax money makes it so warm, so warm
million?
And cozy.
I don't know if it can make it cozy.
Million?
Wait a minute. $300 million doesn't make you warm and cozy?
It makes you cozy.
Yeah, it does make you warm and cozy.
I don't know if it makes you cozy.
Time out. Hold on.
We'll see.
$203 million for Ben Simmons was great, but $300 million is not going to be great for Anthony Edwards?
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know? He's got that Sprite money.
Yeah.
A lot of great Sprite commercials down here. Sell some, what are his shoes called? The Ant-Mans?
The Adidas? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not forget about Astron.
That should be your worry.
Why?
The man, he produces on and off the court.
Good.
That's it. That's all that needs to be said.
As long as he's there at 7:40 for tip-off.
He'll be there for 7:40. He's not going to pull a James Harden.
Yeah, he's not. Man. Unbelievable. Nikola Rozjirovic says, Bam is our Gobert. I mean, let's not say things we can't take back.
Wait a minute, who said that? That's horrible.
Let's not say things
we can't take back. That's terrible. I really do believe that part of the problem is Bam is asked to do so many things because this team doesn't have anybody to do it that we then look at Bam when he fails at any one of those things and go, he not that guy. Right? Bam has never played on a team where he could be Bam. Right? He's either playing center, trying to guard 1 through 5. He's trying to score. He's trying to facilitate. Like, if anybody on this team would take any of those, you know, responsibilities away, then I think you might see a different Bam. That's why, we've been clamoring for Kalel and Bam to play together.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the people who are sitting here being like, who among us has said, like, oh, Jimmy's gone, now Bam can be the number one option. Like, the entire time when the Heat were contending, all we kept saying is they need another scoring option. Right. Everybody was saying that the entire time. Nothing has changed in that regard. I guess people are going to the effect of, well, he has a max contract extension, but...
Max has,
but the Heat aren't locked into anybody else. Like, it's not preventing them from doing anything. I don't really understand the complaint there with him.
You know what's crazy is that the Max have given people a misconception of what players are. Right? You qualify for a Max not based on what your play was, but based on your awards. And so let's be clear about that we know a bunch of guys in the NBA that if it was not an automatic max, they wouldn't get the max.
He also didn't sign the super max. He signed early. That's another thing that people, it's not like he locked the Heat in for 4 years. He did an early max with 3 years added. So that's another thing that's misconstrued on it as well. But anyway. The weather is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate. Currently in Miami, Ant, it's 83 degrees, partly cloudy, which means mostly sunny, with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. And just for research purposes, let's look at the weather in Minnesota.
Minneapolis?
Ugh.
What is it?
51 degrees.
What's the high? Because it's 10 o'clock right now.
What is the high? 61?
65?
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, dude. It's May.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not nice enough.
It's nice.
Got that lake weather.
Beautiful lakes.
Crazy, dude.
Those are some beautiful lakes in Minnesota, right, Leroy?
Yeah. I mean, like this time of year, you hope that, you know, everything's not mushy, but it's real nice weather because it's dry and it's cool. You know what I mean?
Shmita says, Bam will be making one more million than Zach LaVine next season. Would you guys take Zach LaVine in the number 5 pick?
He's injured a lot.
Just a year?
Yeah.
It's a year tax
Yeah.
with his $50 million salary. Do they have fifth? No. Is it fifth or sixth?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't take it for the sixth pick?
Huh?
Not for the sixth pick?
Would I take the sixth pick and?
And you got to take on Zach LaVine for a year.
No. Because, like, basically what you're saying is I could have just maxed out Tyler.
Well, but you're only having to pay for a year. Tyler, it would be, let's say you send them Tyler.
Understood.
Tyler's years goes. So, let's see. Rounds. Come on, let's go. This internet stinks. Because I forget if they have... Okay, the seventh pick. I'm sorry. Would you do it for the seventh pick in Zach LaVine?
No.
Okay. Vlad, would you do that?
I hate
because
Zach
because keep in mind
nobody likes Zach LaVine. That's why you have to give the seventh pick with him.
It's and the reason
everybody's
why,
talking about the top four guys, and then everybody else is just
no. There's whatever. Good players. There's still good players after that. There's a lot of good players after that. There's some guards.
There's mostly guards, but yeah, there's good players.
Yeah, there's some good players. No, I hate Zach LaVine because he's so damn talented, but he just can't stay healthy. Like you'll see Zach LaVine, he'll go on a 20-game stretch when you're thinking, oh my god, he's probably one of the top 3-4 shooting guards in the game, and then. Where is Zach LaVine? Oh, he's in street clothes.
Always.
So for a one-year gamble, if you're – well, I mean, Ross kind of already let you know during the end-of-the-year press conference that he's trying to get as much cap room to go in the 27 summer. That summer of 27.
Right.
So if that $50 million is going to be gone by the end of 27.
Well, if you were to do it, you'd probably have to trade you'd have to trade Nico and Tyler to make the salary work. And that's assuming that they would be willing to do it. So you'd get
But you're also getting a number 7 pick that
but
could
you get
be
a
part of
the
future.
Right.
And you can get the guard.
Right. Or you could flip it, or you could flip it for something later on. Like you take the pick and then it's like, "Oh, well now we have the 7th pick."
And you still got 13, right?
And you got 13.
So 7 and 13. I mean, if you think about it, start thinking about it. It might not be a bad idea just for the fact that you get $50 million to your cap space once his contract is over. And you also have a young player to be part of your future.
Rod Power.
I mean, you're basically doing here, you ready? You're basically doing the thing that Tobin has been alluding to for the last 3 months, right? Setting up for 2027.
Right.
Well, Ralph said it. I mean, Ralph pretty much just said it. He said it, you know, because they were they asked him the question is, you know, going after having cast space to go after players, is that still an option, a viable option?
It's all, I mean, the only thing that makes it of interest is if, this is the thing that players are going to have to look out for. And it's a tough thing because you mentioned the money with Ant, right? But players are going to have to come to a decision at some point because LeBron did this. We're like, hey, nobody was turning down the money. And the money's crazy now, so I understand it. But even back then, nobody would take less money to leave. Because those rules were still there when LeBron was in Cleveland. Now, they ended up doing sign-in trades and doing opt-ins, but they still took haircuts to fit in together. And players are going to have to wonder with OKC and San Antonio, if they do want to win, with you making such astronomical money, will you just go to free agency to be in a better winning situation? Because the problem is you have to make these trades and it eats into all the players that you have on the teams you want to go to.
But even with that though, Tobin, if OKC loses to the Spurs, OKC's got decisions to make.
This year?
Put it this way. If they win back-to-back, everybody's gunning for them. You could see you're going to see what's the flaw with deficiency that is holding you back if you're the Spurs.
Right.
Is it inexperience? Is it a better point guard? They'll make a move to counter whatever OKC had and vice versa. OKC, they realize, look, it's Wemby's time. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out a way to contain Wemby. They're going to make a move. I think because there's a certain player who wants to leave and his team has finally said, we are taking offers and listening to any trade offers for this particular player. That player is going to be the difference in whatever teams are trying to go after OKC and San Antonio in the West.
So you're saying whoever loses the West is going to get Giannis?
Yes.
Yeah, that's assuming though Giannis wants to go there. Like that's the thing with waiting is he's got the key. He does have the thing to say, I'm not going to sign long term with you.
If he could say that.
I mean, they could still do the Kawhi and roll the dice on it for a year, but he does. A lot of the times players, teams won't want to trade for somebody who doesn't want to be there.
But I feel like players will be moved this offseason to contenders because they're going to try to counter. Same thing is going to happen in the East. If the Knicks win it, the Eastern Conference teams are going to start in the East putting teams together that can beat the Knicks.
For sure.
So that's going to happen in the West as well. And because of this, many players, like you said, are going to find themselves with a decision to make. App money. That app money is going to make players like, nah, that's too much money that this league is making. I can't let $50, $60 million go away like that.
Right.
You know.
That's the thing. That's you can say what you want, and guys, everybody didn't have it like LeBron, right? Where they could throw away 30, 40, 50 million. Because keep in mind, LeBron would only sign one and ones for the last 10 years of his career. These guys would never do that. So that money, and part of the reason why the NBA has this in place is so you can keep your guys. And very few guys.
Yeah, but it almost backfires because you can't keep all your guys because it's so punitive to have all your it's so punitive to have all your guys.
What I would suggest to the NBA, and I don't even know if the owners want to do this. I think a lot of times owners want to be reined in so they don't spend the money, right? But what I would do is if you sign your own guy, this should be in any sport. If you drafted him and use the capital to bring that player in, and he ends up turning out, you should get some kind of break from maxing him out, whether it's 10% or 15%, to where that 10 or 15%, if you max him out, does not count against the salary cap. Because I hate the fact that there's teams that could go. So give you a perfect example is Boston, right? They got $200-300+ million contracts that limits their ability to do anything, and they didn't trade for anybody.
Well, they traded guys. They traded guys. No, not everybody. I mean, they traded away the guys they brought in. So they traded
away. No, but I'm saying they have Tatum.
They have Tatum and Brown, but the other guys they brought in either trade or free agency.
Right. But I'm saying they should be able to get a break from maxing their two draft picks out so that if it's $300 million, say I give you 10% up. That's $60 million.
But my point is, we're going to get to a point where if players want to compete again, they're going to have to take, like, we're in this day and age now where everybody expects extension, 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 extension. Just extend me.
Max.
You're going to get to a point where teams are going to be like, well, we can't put together a competitive team. Like, if you want to go to a good team,
nope.
You're not going to stick around just waiting and be like, because what's been happening is, everybody's been signing extensions, and then they say, well, I'll just get traded. I'll force my way out. But the problem with forcing your way out is it takes the other team 3-4 first-round picks and young players. And so when you get to the team that you are, it's depleted. That's why I'm saying when Pat Riley says, oh, free agency, they're going to Cassius, everybody says, well, it's dead. There is probably going to come a time where some of these players are going to want to just go to a team, and they're not giving anything up. All they're giving up is cap space. So you can actually go to a team that has a flush roster there, and that you don't have to have that team give up a bunch of stuff. This happened back in the day with the Knicks and Carmelo, where Carmelo could have just gone to the Knicks on cap space, but he wanted his money, and they had to give up a ton of assets for him. When the better move would have been just wait 3 months, and you're going to go to a better team. And I do wonder with those two teams in the West looking as loaded as they do. Players who really want to win. And look, maybe players just want to get their money. I don't fault anybody for wanting their money.
Yeah, that's life.
That is life. But here's the thing. It's still a crazy amount of money you're going to make. Like, we're, you know, it is.
You keep your hand out of other people's pocket, though.
Okay, but then don't bitch about not winning.
No, again, the guys who are complaining about not winning haven't gotten to that point yet. Right. And so when you look at the landscape of basketball, the first thing they want to do in their career, they want to get that max deal. Right. And they realize when you sign that first extension, they understand that, hey, I can sign a supermax here. If I wait 6 months or a year, then I get like a 20% cut to go somewhere else. Now, for somebody who has a lot of outside interest in making a lot of money, like LeBron, right? That's not that big of a deal to him. But for guys that have just gotten into the league, like for a Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but here's the difference. A Tyler Hero is still going to make $100+ million, barely doing anything in the league. Nikola Jovic got $60 million just putting his shoes on.
Right.
Like that 10 years ago would have made a career making a contract like that.
And but we're not. He can again. Joker is probably at a point right now where he might say, "No, I'm not signing it yet." Right? Like he's in a different place.
Well, that's what
when
I.
You're looking at these guys. These younger guys, they want that max first.
Of course. I'm talking about when you're on to that second. Everybody's going to want the max to have their, you know, their generational wealth. But I'm saying if you're a guy like Nikola Jokic, yeah, maybe he doesn't care and he just wants the $400, $300 million contract to go get horse. Or would you do a three-year deal because you now can go to any team you want to, whether it's go play with Luka or go play with the Heat or New York or whoever. Because you get to pick your location. And look, there's 15 guys in this league. Let's be real about it. They're going to make unreal money no matter what. They're not going to never make, you know, never have to count another penny. And so while right now it's not been, oh, no one's going to not turn down the money because the money's gotten so crazy, $80 million, $70 million a year. But you're not. But it's going to cap out on the winning. Like Jokic, we're all like, "Oh, Denver's going to keep winning," and the gravy train ended in a year. So I do wonder if that is. My point is, I just wonder if it's going to get back to a point where the players will look at it and be like, "I could stay here and I can make all the money, and maybe that's good enough." But my team's never going to be good.
I just like we're making a lot of assumptions that. A player is just going to throw away 60, 70 plus million.
It's not thrown away. What you're doing is you're sacrificing the extra year and the money. Hold on.
You're sacrificing 70 million.
Yeah, but your team's I understand, but your team's going to stink. You know your team's going to stink. I'm not faulting anybody for doing it. But
right, but you're making the assumption that guys want to do that. And I'm like, I'm looking at where basketball is right now, and nobody besides the guys who make a boatload of money off the court, nobody's even considering not signing the extension, which is why it's in place.
But nobody's considering it yet. But you wonder if it gets to a point because of how teams are being constructed, is they're going to have to go to new different avenues to get on better teams
again. Change it. Here's what would change it.
Because, by the way, I'm just telling you right now, they said the same thing about LeBron, D Wade, and Chris Bosh back in the day. The same thing.
But here's the deal, though. And here's where I think you may have a point. There's guys getting these max contracts at 22, 23 years old. Right?
Right.
So they're making $200-300 million before they're 30.
Ridiculous.
Now when they get to 27, 28, you know, then that becomes more of a conversation, kind of where Joker is right now.
Exactly.
But when you look at all these young players right now, I don't see anybody making that decision right now. And they're all relatively young.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this.